You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's your girl, Cash. And of course, I have one of my A1s from day one. Hey, Ree.
Hello.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I miss you. I'm just saying.
I miss you, too.
For the record, all, I miss my Ree.
It's been since when? March?
Yep, it's been a few months. Wow. Although we talk on the side, everyone knows that I'm not the same on this podcast without my girl, Ree.
Yes.
No pressure, though.
I'll be back. You know, life happens. Some things, you know, take place. But thank you for having me today.
Oh, girl, and this is you. This is us.
I mean, I hope that we can, you know, I can pop in every now and again.
Of course. The doors are always open. And keep in mind, we did this together. So please don't misunderstand. Anytime right. You're ready to bust on in and you come through.
I'm just going
to
kick the door.
That's it. And that's what you do. You have good right. Because it's called Great Table Talk.
Right.
So, Ree, let's stick to our original format, mm-hmm. which, of course, you introduced some time ago. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a hot topic.
A hot topic. Okay.
What's going to be our hot topic for today?
Okay. Well, I've been seeing online, and I read through this story. A woman received a job rejection email stating that the employer doesn't consider candidates with quote-unquote ghetto names.
What? Wait a minute. What's her name? Shaniqua?
Oh, according to the article, Hermesia Robinson posted to her Facebook page that she was denied a job with a local company because of her, quote unquote, mm-hmm. ghetto name.
Mm-hmm.
And this was with Mentality Health in Chesterfield, Missouri.
Wow. They mentioned the business name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell
the
you something.
The letter and everything.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was always concerned about that. Personally, myself, mm-hmm. is even my name,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. I'm called, you know, they call me Cash, but as we know, it's Kashella.
Right.
And I've gotten Kashika. I got all kind of names of, you know.
People will mispronounce your name
mm-hmm.
just maybe based on what they're native tongue is, or
mm-hmm.
you know, there we have cultures within our own culture.
Well, that's
you know?
True.
So, I mean, my name is Cherie, like from the song.
That's it. But your name is certainly one of those names that.
But I get it all.
Right.
I'm Cherie. I'm Sherry. No, that's not my name.
I can see how easily that is to be confused.
But in terms of the article, let me say it, and I'll speak on it, putting on my HR hat here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Mentality Health, because I did go on their website.
Okay.
They are saying that they actually were hacked. Their system was hacked and that there was a breach in their job board.
Isn't that what we normally fall back on mm-hmm. as a culture? To if something goes awry, we yell, "I was hacked! I was mm-hmm. hacked!"
I think that is what happens a mm-hmm. lot of times. It's the easy way out.
Yeah.
Now I will say, based on what I know about HR systems,
okay.
Depending on what they mean when they say their external job board was hacked, where was this external job board integrated from? Like what
mm-hmm.
what exactly was hacked? Now I will say that if their system was not hacked, right. they are in for some deep trouble.
Absolutely.
Okay, because if anybody, you know, is aware or has heard of the EEOC, that's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
Mm-hmm.
They are the federal agency that actually they enforce when there's some, you know, discrimination issues mm-hmm. going on. They are like that enforcing body.
Mm-hmm.
So if this has reached them, which I'm sure it has, and is probably being investigated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if And from what I understand, there were several people who received this email.
Were all of them urban names?
From what I understand, they were all urban names. But, you know, how, and you can help me out on this one because I know you understand, you know, how computer systems and the like. Would the hacker be able to, you know, set up something, let's say, if this person has this many letters in their name, if this person or if this name ends in these last letters,
right,
identify these names and send these emails out.
All of those things are possible within the system.
Okay.
Whether the designer makes it possible in clauses or whether it's an end user thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say hacked, oftentimes we think it's like somebody who's in a masked dark room that's hacking something.
Right.
When actuality, hacks can come from somebody who's in your inner office who is a a disgruntled employee.
That's what they were saying, that this was someone who was disgruntled about, and I'll have to go back to the article, but I believe that it said that this was a disgruntled, I don't know if it was a former employee or someone who was denied a job.
Right. Somebody who had access to it.
Yeah, so I would say it was a former employee. Right. It makes more sense to say it was a former employee.
And oftentimes we like to give that, because I've been in companies that things has happened and they want to have an employee to take the fall for it. So even though that's plausible that the system probably was hacked, I don't think that was actually the case. And that's my personal opinion. I'm just, now, of course, to the extent that the letter was sent out saying that you had a quote unquote get on there, I understand that that may be a little far fetched, which could be, I do believe that there's discrimination based on your name.
It's kind of, it's two parts. As far as this particular situation, it sounds like something could have happened in terms of the system being hacked or whatnot. I think that may have been what happened. I do not think that an organization can be that. I just refuse to believe it. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but to receive emails, to receive things in writing that can be posted, I just... Now, on the flip side, it doesn't mean that these situations don't happen.
Well, yeah.
So it's like, what do? We can't control how we're named.
Right. To a certain extent,
because we can go and change our name.
Right.
You know, we have that right. But basically, you know, when a child comes into the world, that those parents name the child. And that is their name.
Right. You know? And I was very cautious. One thing I can say, early on when I was having my kids, I was very cautious to, like, I don't want them to be perceived as, before they even get a chance. So typically they, I mean, all of them pretty much have unisex names. And it's something that's, you know, totally, you know, across the board. So that's one thing to think about. Go ahead.
And, you know, one other thing with the names, to one other point I want to bring up. When you mentioned about having that thought process, I think generally, and I hate making generalizations, especially about our culture, but I think for the most part, there are some people that really don't think in the terms of how it's going, how this name is going to fit this individual when they're 25.
Correct.
Or when they're 40.
That's true.
You know, I think they, at that moment, this is our beautiful child. You know, I like my name. I like the father's name. I want to combine the names. I want to have, I want to place apostrophes where they don't belong. And things like that. Because it looks cute. You know, it's just the way that we do it.
I guess. And on top of that, and to add on top of what you just said, and it may be something culturally.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So, for instance, apart from blending me and you know, their father name, it could be, for instance, something that you carried down from generations.
It could very well
be. It could be something, you know, from your heritage that you're bringing over that other people don't quite understand. So, yeah, there are different levels to that, of course.
Overall, a name, someone's name, should not be a determining factor whether or not they, you know, are hired for a position or not.
I agree.
You know,
I totally agree.
Their qualifications, cultural fit, things of that nature should all be taken into consideration when, you know, selecting an individual for a position.
And you make total sense. And mm-hmm. just give the listeners, that's something truly to think about. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're hiring, because we mm-hmm. all, as human beings, we have this prejudgment about us that mm-hmm. we like to judge everything. And right. we may not verbalize it or even act on it, but mm-hmm. we have this thought process. So if you are a hiring manager out there, or that you are looking for a job, hey, just keep all of those things in mind. Mm-hmm. And speaking about jobs,
right?
The topic of this podcast is professional development.
All right.
And of course, it's not by chance that, you know, my girl, like I said, Ree is here. Who I before we get into professional development, mm-hmm. I want you to reintroduce your seat at the table.
Okay, sure. Your seat at the table is a resume and career coaching business, and I have streamlined it for women. I want to assist women with creating their professional LinkedIn profiles mm-hmm. for their professional network. I also assist in just overall career coaching. Mm-hmm. I also have kind of tweaked the resume writing portion of my business. So when I first started, which was only a year ago, I was basically stating that I will write your resume. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, provide this service for you. However, my thought process now is I want to teach you how to write your resume.
Perfect.
You know, I want to give you the tools mm-hmm. so that you can take it and go to the next level with your resume. Mm-hmm. I'm not in fear of, well, if you teach this information, these clients won't ever have to come back to you. You'll lose. I don't think like that.
Right.
I mean, because I feel that the need is always going to be there. So
correct.
I'll always be able to teach.
That's
and
correct.
Then whenever it gets to a point where that part is not needed, career coaching is always something.
Always, because it's forever changing.
Needed. It's forever changing. Job search techniques are always changing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always evolving. There are more tools and different ways that we can search for positions that we're looking for, that we want to apply mm-hmm. to. There will always be, you know, that need
yeah.
because that translates to our economic
yeah.
development, you
right.
know? So as long as, you know, the workforce is in play, I'll be fine. But I want to be sure that I'm
teaching them how to fish.
Exactly.
right.
Exactly. Versus here.
Right. Absolutely.
Picking it up for you.
Absolutely.
You know?
So on those same notes, explain to our listeners, what is professional development?
Okay.
We hear it all the time.
Yes,
we professional do. Development, professional development.
Right.
I hear it often when teachers talk about we having a professional development day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my own idea of perception mm-hmm. of what professional development is, mm-hmm. but from your take, because you've been in HR for how long? The experience that you have with
it's so funny. I started in 2002, and I kind of fell into it because I never thought that I was going to be. Mm-hmm. HR. I thought that I was going to do some other line of healthcare administration,
mm-hmm.
but that's where I was working while I was in graduate school.
Okay.
And then, get this.
What?
It's a shocker. You know, I got my master's degree and couldn't find a job in what I went
Word!
To. You know, that only happened to me, right?
Well, you know, hey, that's a rumor.
So I was like, okay, well, let me just keep this job I have. I mean, it's,
right.
you know, and
right.
I was able to utilize what I learned, and which was I earned a master's degree in healthcare management.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that plus the HR knowledge that I earned. At that time, I was in benefits,
mm-hmm.
That benefits sector. So I took that, moved into recruiting, more formally known as talent acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
I moved into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then and also some HR generalist work.
Who all knew what these different spectrums of HR?
Oh my gosh.
Because we think about HR, we think about just hiring and firing.
Yeah, and usually it's more on the firing side than the hiring side, right? So, I get that a lot. Oh, HR. Oh,
yeah.
No, 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 no. It's
right.
Not all bad. we definitely, we're, you know, part of the hiring process, part of the development process, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in a second. You know, part of a compensation process. You know, it is the HR professional that's in compensation that does the surveys and studies the market to determine exactly what the pay ranges, you know, should be.
Right.
You know, for certain positions or for all positions, actually. Mm-hmm. And then you also have, you know, benefits. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants benefits, right?
Well, okay.
Somebody has to manage that.
That's true.
You know, so
that's true.
We have, you know, benefits. And then there's the employee relations side. That's where, you know, you get into you know, the counseling. And then you mm-hmm. also get into, that's also studying market as well.
Yeah.
And knowing exactly what trends are out there. Mm-hmm. And what, and also looking at turnover, retention, trying to, you know, all mm-hmm. of those, all of those aspects,
right,
are in one.
HR, it's a lot.
So it is a lot. But on the professional development part, I mean, it says exactly what it is. Whenever you are going to a professional development class mm-hmm. Or seminar or conference, whatever the case may be, their expectation is that you come back better than you were when they mm-hmm. sent you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the process of learning and training in order to grow in your career and your craft.
So whatever career you're in, whatever mm-hmm. your craft is,
right.
everyone can benefit mm-hmm. from professional right. development.
And that could be from the classroom. That could be with partnering with a mentor. That could be with a webinar. I mm-hmm. mean, all sorts of ways, books, anything that can, you know, make you better than what you were before you started the development process.
And I guess that kind of goes into our next question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that anyone can reach their full potential without professional development? I mean, in your opinion, how important is professional development?
Wow. So I'll say it's very important. And to answer the question about them reaching their full potential, I'm going to say no, but mm-hmm. I'll say it this way. How do you know what your full potential is if you're not stretching yourself?
That's good.
You see what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So it's, you have to stretch yourself.
Right.
You have to, in order to remain competent in our respective fields, we have to, you know, to continue to learn, continue to train.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking from your world, okay. If I didn't take the time to try to learn how to utilize an iPad,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
and I just stuck with my flip phone,
right?
I would never, you know what mm-hmm. I'm
That's
saying?
Correct. That's
so
correct.
The times change.
And you have to be willing to
be ahead of the curve.
Correct.
You have to continuously learn. You have
that
to
is
continuously
a great...
stay,
mm-hmm.
you know, abreast of the changes that's going on in your industry. You
that's
know,
really
you
good.
You want to be a subject matter expert.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you have to.
That's great that you said that. I was talking to someone, and they have a career, a business on, I don't know, real estate development or something to that uh-huh. effect. And he was stating, well, I don't like to be on social media. I don't do it. I said, well, actually, that's the way to try to mm-hmm. market your business, unless mm-hmm. you're marketing to some people that's over 60 yeah. who don't prefer to be on social
with
media.
That. I struggle
you get
with
what
that
I'm
myself.
Saying? Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you got to be willing to, mm-hmm. if you want to go to that next level. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, but I, you know, I depend on certain people to do that. But if they don't post, fine, because my business is fine like it is. So
yeah, I struggle with that. The whole, you know, it's, for instance, Instagram has taken up.
Oh,
to a whole nother level now. You know, right. there's the IGTV now.
Yes,
like, I already didn't want to record a video. Why right. do you want me to get on TV? Like, come on.
Right, right,
you
right.
Know? So
right.
I mean, I struggle with that point too because it's like I like to interact
mm-hmm.
outside of that. I think sometimes social media is so much noise on social media.
This is true.
It's like I can't even get through a timeline of things that are like, you know, relevant and things
right.
that will build you up. And you, when you're seeing all this other stuff,
yeah,
it's
your attention span
yeah,
goes and comes,
like,
and then you have to keep up. And as soon as you thought you didn't keep up,
yes.
stuff to change and move,
mm-hmm.
right? And it has to be a well-oiled machine, but you're absolutely right. And to go back to your seat at the table,
mm-hmm.
you know, the acronym YSATT,
yes.
what has been your biggest challenge? Since starting your seat at the table.
Oh gosh, I think the biggest challenge is actually getting others to recognize the importance.
Right.
And the need for career coaching, having a resume on file, not the day before you have an interview, or not the day before you apply. I get that all the time. I get those those requests. Oh, I need a resume. I have an interview on tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Cannot help you, man.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I apologize. I kind of tweak it as, okay, what do you have right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's look at that.
Right.
That's the kind of request that I get, and it goes back to that whole saying of stay ready so you don't have to
get ready. Okay.
You know, always be prepared. And right. The way to do that, and a resume is a living document. You make you have accomplishments every day.
Now, I've been so guilty of that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm so guilty of not keeping an updated resume. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, people call me about my old resume, and I'm like, and it's great offers. And I'm like, I guess because I'm not steadily, you know, looking for. And I should be, because technically, and I think you and I've talked about this a long time ago, even if I'm not looking for a position, I still need to keep my interview skills sharp.
Yes.
So every occasion, just go out to an interview, even though if you're not even wanting a job, just to sharpen those skills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think you remember that conversation, but that was years ago when we had the conversation.
I always say, you know, always. And another point that I make is, you know, an interview is a conversation.
Right.
You know, and when you're going to the interview, you also need to be interviewing.
Correct.
You know, because not only is it important that they figure out that you're the best fit,
right,
but you need to find out they're the best fit for your life.
Correct.
And the only way to do that is if you ask questions.
And I only got that in my second half of my career. I took so many jobs based off of how it looked on paper and based off the interview, but not interviewing them to see if it was best fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You make so much sense.
I try.
Now, I want you to tell the people, how can they get in touch with you?
How can you get in touch with me? Okay. Mm-hmm. So my website is www.yourseatatthetablellc.com. On Instagram, I am at Your Seat at the Table.
Mm-hmm.
And on Facebook, I am at Your Seat at the Table LLC.
There you go. So let me just tell you all of you who are listening, Your Seat at the Table, ladies, get in contact with Cherie. She has some great stuff in store. And I do appreciate you coming chat with me. I mean, it took me a while. You know, she got married. You know, she's been all around the world. And and I can't find my baby. But anyway. But thank you for giving me some time and sitting and talking
with
us. And y'all remember, it's called Great Table Talk.
Yes.
Great Movement Incorporated with Your Seat at the Table.
Absolutely.
So even though she may not be here every time we record, she's still a part of this.
I'm still listening.
She's giving input. That's correct. She helps me out with the format often and give me the do's and don'ts. So I do appreciate you. So thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, love.
And we out.
Bye.